WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. One man is dead and two are wounded after a shooting took place around 2:30 yesterday morning at the Cotton Village Apartments in Snook. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan has been arrested and charged with murder. There's currently no bond. The two injured are being treated at Bryan's St. Joseph Hospital. Gerba was previously arrested for armed robbery at a Snook convenience store in October of 2012. Watch out for possible daily lane closures of the outside westbound lane of Harvey Road. Closures could start at 8:30 this morning between Scarlett O'Hara Drive and Munson Avenue and be on and off for the next 4 months. A robber who sliced another man's chin with a knife was reported by his girlfriend late Thursday night, according to Bryan police. 27-year-old Freddie Morales allegedly robbed a neighbor at the Avalon apartment complex after the neighbor allowed him and his girlfriend to use the restroom. Morales' girlfriend says he then grabbed her by the neck, threatened her, and forced her to walk down the nearby railroad tracks. The amount stolen was $27. Morales, who says the cut was an accident and denies threatening and grabbing his girlfriend by the neck, was arrested for aggravated robbery and kidnapping. Bryan had several house fires during the holidays, and William Bells with the Bryan Fire Department wants to remind citizens that even though candles are beautiful, they're dangerous when not managed properly. He says candles started the fire at a South Parker home.
These people had gone to sleep with the candles still burning. They were too close to a bed and draperies, caught the draperies on fire. This is something that I and Bill have talked about over and over again, about the dangers of candles not being monitored and put in some sort of container that's going to prevent them from being able to get to a flammable fire source.
Bell says candles should always be put in a safe area and extinguished when they're not being watched. He says there were more calls to the fire department in 2012 than in 2011, so remember to be careful anytime fire is involved. Have you ever wondered what it takes to be a police officer? Officer Dennis Bain with the College Station Police Department says you can get an inside glimpse by signing up for the 47th Citizen Police Academy.
What they'll do is get a feel for what the police department is like and what the officers do. We have different instructors that will come in and talk about different topics each night. It'll be something that you will not forget. I haven't seen anyone that's come through and taken this class that just wasn't amazed at it, just totally enjoyed themselves.
Bain says they'll cover crime scene investigations, criminal law, SWAT team equipment, and even a bomb dismantling robot. He says the free 10-week program will be every Tuesday from 6:30 to 9:30 from February 12th until April 23rd. At WTAW.com, you can find a list of the topics covered. Even as mortgage rates fall, people have trouble purchasing homes because of credit and savings situations, but the city of College Station wants to help out. Debbie Eller says the city is offering a homebuyer's education course that will run every Tuesday night in February from 6 to 7:30.
It's the NeighborWorks America curriculum, and it's taught by a TDHCA, Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, certified homebuyer teacher. And it just goes over all of the topics. When you finish the course, you will have a certificate that shows that you're a mortgage-ready homebuyer.
The $15 course will be held at College Station Fire Station Number 6 at the corner of University and Taro. You can find a link directly to the registration page at WTAW.com. And the new legislative session begins tomorrow in Austin, and state lawmakers will have a number of issues to deal with if they hope to keep the Texas economy thriving. While education reform is at the forefront, Texas economist Dr. Ray Pierman says there are other challenges just as important.
Water issues are going to be very big. They're a huge issue in Texas right now. Infrastructure, as the population grows and the economic activity grows, our highway infrastructure and other types of infrastructure are creating issues as well.
He says education, infrastructure, and water will have a fundamental impact on the Texas economy. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 37 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We could be looking at a significant rain event across the area by the middle of the work week. Today looks to be a nice day, lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be up near 60 this afternoon. Clouds will increase tonight, maybe a shower or two by sunrise. Lows will be near 50. Scattered showers, maybe a strong thunderstorm or two for tomorrow, 55 to 60. Rain tomorrow night, 55 to 60. And looks like we'll see more rain, could come down hard at times on Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And again, just saying, I mean, Rob's delivery is fine, but if you look at the percentages, we're looking tomorrow at an 80% chance of rain during the day, and then a 90% chance of rain Tuesday night, and a 90% chance of rain on Wednesday.
Yes, but there's a 100% chance that we need it.
Yeah, well, that's also true, and it's fairly heavy rain from what we're looking at, and if you look at your radar, there's a little bit up near the Metroplex, but a lot of this is really marching in. It's just now getting to the Texas-New Mexico border.
I didn't know rain could march.
It can. It marches through.
Hard without legs.
Yep, it will. It'll do that. And so that's the system that we're waiting on. There may be some a little bit ahead of that, and we'll see how that works out. So the Navy Annex was never intended to last for long, and for that matter, not even to house any human beings. Million-square-foot complex. On an Arlington Hill overlooking the Pentagon. It was designed as a temporary warehouse. And, of course, temporary for the federal government, temporary for the rest of us is a little bit different. 70 years later, they're finally going to tear it down.
Well, they said that the Pentagon was built during World War II for the war. That was supposed to be temporary.
Yeah. Now, this thing has been the headquarters of the Marine Corps for 50 years. And so the Navy Annex is coming down. They've gutted it. The 42-acre site will be turned over to Arlington National Cemetery for more grave sites. So there you are. It was quickly built in 1941 on the eve of the U.S. entry into World War II and shed some light on the curious subspecies of the Washington area. The old joke is there's nothing in Washington as permanent as a temporary building. There you go. And it is. Again, it's right adjacent to the it's between 395 and the Arlington National Cemetery, so it'll be gone, and the cemetery, I guess, will expand out to there. So if I say Peter Gross, do you know who Peter Gross is?
The name is familiar.
Well, he's like some guy who you've seen on television. If I say T.J. Jagodowski, do you know who he is?
A kid I went to school with?
Yeah, really. So there's Peter Gross and T.J. Jagodowski. Now, if I say that to you, you don't know. If I say Sonic Guys... Now you know, don't you? Well, that's who they are. Peter Gross and T.J. Jagodowski. Now, Peter Gross is the guy who sits behind where the steering wheel would be. You ever notice there's never a steering wheel in there?
Yes,
they
have.
Pretty much took that out, didn't they? So Jagodowski sits on the left, and Peter Gross sits on the right.
Well, they didn't want to have any of the awkward bumping your drink
sure.
on the steering
don't want to do
wheel.
That. That's
cram
true.
The
yep, any of that stuff.
Ordered.
So, again, if you didn't know who they were, now you do. All right. Everybody knows that Napoleon was short, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, turns out he wasn't as short as we think. He stood barefoot 5'2" in French inches. Who knew?
Huh?
Yeah. That's 5'7" on the English scale, which was an average or slightly above for back then. The Vikings did not have horns on their helmets. Did you know that?
No, just the ones on the football team.
They do, yeah. That would well, but again, if we think about that, that's what we think of, right?
Or bikers.
Or like opera singers. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which would have been a really bad idea. First of all, that would have made them an easy target for anybody who they might have been fighting, easy to spot in the battle. But nonetheless, they put that on there because they thought it would look good. And there is no record of Lady Godiva riding naked through the town of Coventry. We have poets and artists to thank for that story about Lady Godiva.
No kidding.
Wanted to draw a naked chick.
That's it. Wanted to draw a naked chick and find somebody that they could name candy after or chocolate later on.
Now, while you're saying all these did you knows,
okay.
Did you know that I have, since the last time I spoke with you, experienced my first ever McRib?
Oh, no. Okay, so you've had a McRib.
I did. I had one for lunch last Sunday.
Okay, so now what were the circumstances that actually caused you to make the leap and move over to the dark side?
Well, I went to the fabric store, and there happened to be a McDonald's in the same parking lot.
Oh, okay.
And I was hungry.
And so that figured now was the time. But now, were they still having the buy one, get one free, or whatever they do?
Oh, I don't know. I just bought one. Yeah. I bought some small fries in case it was overwhelmingly nasty. But actually, it was really, really yummy.
Was it?
It was about at least as good as a pretty good hot dog. My cold fingers were quickly warmed by the hot, juicy sandwich, and
it was pretty
barbecue sauce.
You equated it to a hot dog, Hal? Say again.
I'm just saying that it was about as good as a pretty good hot dog.
Okay.
So it wasn't. I mean, it was a lot better than I thought, considering everything you said. The bread was soft and warm. The pickles and onions were tangy and sweet. And the meat patty was a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah,
so.
It's pork bologna is what it is.
Way better than a tongue burrito I had once.
But how about the sauce? You see, after all, it's the sauce that's supposed to make it so special.
That was just regular barbecue sauce.
It's a little sweet, isn't it?
I don't know. It just tasted like barbecue sauce. Okay. It was good. I think because I was cold and hungry, it was good.
Well, there, you know, and I think
that has a lot to do with it.
I was going to say, what else do you want to say about a lot of fast food? You
know? It was yummy.
Yeah, I was cold and hungry and was fine as far as that's concerned. Well, good. All right. I'm glad that you've done that. And I guess the question is, when do you think you'll have your next one?
I'm not sure. I'm not a big pork eater.
Yeah.
I eat out, usually I get a tuna fish sandwich with everything except banana peppers or jalapenos at the Subatorium.
The Subatorium,
that's where I like to go.
So, you don't make tuna fish at home?
Oh, I do, but I don't usually have, you know, seven different vegetables on hand to cut small pieces off of.
I understand, but see, that's the whole idea is conceptually, how do you believe that tuna salad should be prepared? I mean, what do you think needs to go into that?
There are several different ways to create a edifying and delicious tuna salad.
Yeah.
I know there are several schools of thought. Some people like it sweeter. Some people like it tangier, saltier.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Okay. All right. Okay. But I don't want to entrust somebody else to making tuna fish salad, you know? I just assume make it myself. And, you know, but that's okay. And is the scoop getting smaller? I mean, I don't know.
It's smaller than the scoop I used at Baskin-Robbins, that's for sure.
Because the guy in front of me the other day when I went to the Subatorium had that, and I thought, well, that's a little bitty scoop, but, you know, hey, whatever works. Like you said, if you pile enough vegetables on it, as long as you're not putting ketchup on a Philly cheese sandwich.
In Florida,
then everything will be all right. All right, it's 8:18. Bill McGuire is here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
I'm just happy to be here. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah,
you know,
doing all right.
I find out things that I've never, ever known before when I listen to your show.
It's the purpose of it.
I did not know you were a gourmet cook.
Yeah, what tuna fish salad?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
you know it.
Yeah, you make it for yourself.
Yeah.
It's made for you.
That's
so,
it.
You know, it's
just
wonderful,
just
right?
Just the way I want it. Yeah.
Scott would be a gourmet.
Yeah, I'd be a gourmet. You know it. All right, what do you got for us today?
Well, I gleaned something out of the BBB Trust Brief. You know, I send you those those that come around to us. And this one had to do with, this was in Entrepreneur magazine,
okay.
And we grabbed this out of there, and I want to share it with our listeners, how to take your business to the next level in 2013. Now, Scott, they have about 10 examples here. I'm going to share a few with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, listeners can call me. I'll be glad to send this whole article to them. So here we go. A December 2012 TD Ameritrade survey found that half of Americans want to improve their health, and 32% hope to strengthen their finances in 2013. And companies also will be taking steps to achieve greater prosperity next year. To make your own resolutions about growing your business, consider these steps as a part of a successful 2013 action plan. First of all, move forward even in uncertain times. Over the next 12 months, companies will need to deal with health care reform issues, that'll change regulations, and still volatile economic times, but they can't let those uncertainties paralyze their company. So that's according to Mark Stevens, who's a founder of a marketing advisory firm in New York. He advises companies to be aggressive and investigate potential new markets, invest in marketing, and test new ways of promoting themselves to bring in new customers and revenue. Also, hire rainmakers. One of your best investments is an employee who can bring in new business, keep customers happy, and sell based on factors other than price. Another good one that I found was pay attention to experience. Consider what it's like for customers to do business with your company. How is their experience with the receptionist or the sales team? Is the store or office environment pleasant? Do orders arrive on time? Is the customer service team responsive? Knowing these things yourself as a business owner can help you make adjustments that may be needed. Also, try doing what you tend to avoid. For years, Mr. Stevens thought radio advertising, you'll love this one, would be a poor medium for promoting his marketing firm. Finally, in 2008, an employee persuaded him to spend $10,000 on radio ads. The return on the investment has proven so strong that this year the company spent roughly $1.25 million on radio.
Yeah, good.
So try things that get you out of your box. You know, there are changing times, and the BBB wants all businesses to be successful. For more on this, and there's plenty more here, Scott, call the BBB at 260-2222. I'll be glad to fax this over or email it to you.
All right, there you go. It's Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau, brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Stocks appear poised for a slightly lower opening. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures are pointing a little lower as Wall Street prepares to start the new week. Analysts say we could see some consolidation in the markets after the key indexes posted their biggest weekly gains in over a year and the S&P 500 closed at a five-year high. Financial stocks could see some movement today after global banking regulators gave banks more time and flexibility to build up cash buffers to help them through future crises. Another earnings reporting season is about to ramp up. There could be some disappointments from the technology sector. Analysts say some corporations may have held back on tech spending last month because of concerns over the fiscal cliff discussions in Washington. Now even a simple toy is going high-tech. Lego is rolling out a new robotics kit called Mindstorms that uses Bluetooth wireless connections to communicate with iPhones and other devices. Lego builders will be able to use their wireless devices as remote controls for robots and other creations. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding the unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
Join us Tuesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for a free issues forum presented by AT&T. Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy, director of the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture will present about the role of land-grant universities in addressing food as a public health issue. A free reception will follow the event. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Join us Tuesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate Company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to MyActivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. MyActivate.com or 800-465-4411.
Scotty said, at first, he just thought that the guy was nervous. Sure enough, after a couple of songs, things settled down and everything was all right. Scotty Moore was a guitarist and had done a number of pretty nice gigs in his life, but what he saw in front of him right now really made him wonder where the music business was going. Funny part was that none of this happened in rehearsal. Now, according to Carl Perkins, it happened almost every time the performer got on the stage. Well, not this particular thing that Scotty was talking about, but, you know, stage fright. Oh, most of us out here in our comfortable, safe seats in the audience really don't realize it, but it happens and happens to the best of them. And according to Carl Perkins, it not only happened, it happened every time he got ready to go on stage. Never in rehearsal, never during recording sessions, never during an impromptu jam session. But when it was time to walk out in front of a few hundred people in the audience, it happened. That thing happened. According to Scotty, it was nothing more than stage fright, at least at first. He got up on stage, the band started playing, and he started singing. But this time, the jitters didn't go away in the first few seconds like they had before. No, this time, the stage fright was worse than normal. Of course, the crowd was bigger, the biggest crowd they had played in front of to date, and noisier, too. Usually, the young audience started dancing as soon as the music started, but not this time. No, this time they stood there watching like a hawk. And that's when it happened, that thing. The crowd went wild. The singer turned to Scotty and literally said, "What did I do?" Scotty said, "I don't know, but do it again." Well, it's a little-known fact that according to lead guitarist Scotty Moore, it was never intentional. It was stage fright that caused a very young Elvis Presley's leg to start shaking. Yeah, the audience saw it and thought it was cool, man. But the truth is, it was never intentional. It was stage fright and started that famous leg shake that he became so well known for. Of course, once the band realized what was causing the girls to scream, well, it became a regular part of the persona. And it still does, you know, make them scream. Just ask any Elvis impersonator in the world.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last, but last. Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggie basketball on the court at Reed this coming Wednesday night. It'll be the first SEC game in school history. We take on Arkansas. Game will tip at 8:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. Meanwhile, tonight on the network, Billy Kennedy Show live from Wings and More on University Drive. We talk all things Aggie basketball.
Yeah, we were real fortunate that game, but what I liked best about it was at the end, our guys bought into how we wanted to play and really did a good job of listening out of timeouts, and we were able to press them and get a steal and, you know, executed the last play like we wanted to. We didn't know he was going to make the shot and take that shot, but we ran a play that we run at the end of games, and he had a mismatch at the end, and fortunately we made a shot.
Texas A&M head coach Billy Kennedy responding to a question on a recent show. So the show returns tonight starting at 7, Wings on University. Come join us for 1 hour of Texas A&M basketball. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Many people assume that woodworking was very primitive before metal tools were invented. But excavations of ancient water wells in Germany suggest that Neolithic peoples were actually very skilled carpenters. Rengert Elberg of the Archaeological Heritage Office of Saxony says most wooden structures from the time period decomposed long ago. But some wooden wells have been preserved. That's because they've remained below the water table for the past 7,500 years in an oxygen-free environment where bacteria couldn't destroy them.
And now with those preserved timbers from these Stone Age wells, we see they were really good carpenters, and the whole frame of the wells was built in log cabin style with interlocking cogs at the corners to withstand the pressure from outside.
He says the stone tool used to cut the wood is still being used by some woodworkers today. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTOW News Time is 8:31. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man has been arrested for the fatal shooting in Snook yesterday morning that killed one man and injured two others. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan has been charged with murder and no bond has been set. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office is still investigating the incident, which took place around 2:30 at the Cotton Village Apartments. Gerba was arrested for the armed robbery of a convenience store, also in Snook, in October of last year. Starting at 8:30 this morning, watch out for lane closures on Harvey Road between Scarlett O'Hare Drive and Munson Avenue. The outside westbound lane will be closed from time to time through May in order to replace a water line. And a request to use a neighbor's bathroom and get a drink of water turned ugly on Thursday at a Bryan apartment complex. Police received a call just before midnight that a robbery was in progress at Avalon Apartments. 27-year-old Freddie Morales allegedly put a knife to his neighbor's throat, cut his chin, and robbed him of $27. Morales' girlfriend, who called the police, was then threatened as well, grabbed by the throat, and forced to walk. Morales was subsequently arrested for kidnapping and armed robbery. He denies threatening and leading his girlfriend by the throat and says he did not put the knife to the victim's neck. If you're looking to buy a home, the city of College Station wants to help you get prepared. Debbie Eller with Community Development says the city's offering a home buyer's education course that will teach methods for avoiding expensive mistakes.
We want you to be ready. We want you to know what your credit score is. If you have issues, we're going to give you a little bit of guidance on how you can get into a position to qualify for a mortgage. We're going to talk to you about the mortgage process, about working with a real estate agent. We're going to talk about shopping for a home and also protecting your investment after you get in that home.
She says the $15 course will be every Tuesday evening in February from 6 to 7:30 at College Station Fire Station Number 6. For registration details, go to WTAW.com. For hands-on experience of life as a police officer, Dennis Bain with CSPD says the Citizen Police Academy is a free 10-week course that will expose students to all kinds of topics.
Criminal law course. And then we have communications department, where they'll actually get to go into the dispatch area. They'll get a tour of the jail. And the traffic stops and building searches are two things where they actually get to participate. They'll have a gun belt, we'll have a police car set up, and they will actually make a traffic stop.
On other class days, detectives will explain how they investigated certain local crimes, a county attorney will explain how a case is prosecuted, and students will get to ride along with an officer. The deadline to sign up is February 1st. At WTAW.com, you can find a list of the topics covered. And if it's been a while since you've had a fire in your fireplace, Bryan Fire Department's William Bouse advises you to get your chimney inspected, especially if you have an older home. Bouse says that certain materials and techniques used for fireplaces and chimneys in the 70s and early 80s are causing fires as the chimneys age and deteriorate.
There was an open spacing around the fireplaces that, unfortunately, they were allowed to build with some combustible materials in there. The combustible materials, if there is a break in the fireplace flue or in the connection between it and the brickwork, you can get fire into those spaces, and that's where the structural failure comes in.
He says a home on Rivendell Court caught fire on Christmas Eve because of that kind of structural problem, but getting your fireplace cleaned and inspected by chimney sweeps once a year will help keep your home safe. And the Texas legislative session opens tomorrow. In 2010, lawmakers were going into the session with a $27 billion deficit. Brian Sweeney at Texas Monthly Magazine says it's a different story this time.
This time around, I think that the picture looks a little bit rosier. They expect to have about an $8 billion surplus with some money in the rainy day fund. So the big question will be how much money gets spent and can the money be spent?
Public schools are hoping that money will be used to restore the $5.5 billion in cuts made to education, but lawmakers may not make a decision on that until the school funding trial is resolved. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 38 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A, our work sells itself.
Join us Tuesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for a free issues forum presented by AT&T. Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy, director of the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, will present about the role of land-grant universities in addressing food as a public health issue. A free reception will follow the event. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Join us Tuesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the folks at Skyline Communications in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Join us Tuesday, January 8th.
No. We already did that. Let's do this right here. Yeah.
We could be looking at a significant rain event across the area by the middle of the work week. Today looks to be a nice day, lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be up near 60 this afternoon. Clouds will increase tonight, maybe a shower or two by sunrise. Lows will be near 50. Scattered showers, maybe a strong thunderstorm or two for tomorrow, 55 to 60. Rain tomorrow night, 55 to 60. And looks like we'll see more rain, could come down hard at times on Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:37, of course, still basking in the glory of the Cotton Bowl victory. Cotton Bowl bashing, really.
I tell you what, the general public's a lot friendlier than they sometimes are when the Aggies haven't won a big game.
It's always easier when the home team wins. It doesn't matter what you're talking about.
That
it's always easier. It's a guy named Jeff Jamison, I think, who used to work at Channel 3, and he's now in Dallas. And I don't know if you heard about the live shot that he was doing outside of the stadium.
Yeah,
and
I
think the audio is good enough that in case you didn't hear it, Jeff was outside when this happened.
Your Aggies, I understand this. Now, you probably wouldn't mind a repeat of their first year in the SEC.
Look, some Johnny football fans here already. Look. I think John, this is live. Yes,
hey, you guys. Yeah, Johnny football.
Yeah, Johnny football. Hey, you guys, I think we're with Johnny football.
We are.
Yeah, I know. See, I can tell. I read the blogs for sure.
I know Johnny football.
So you know Johnny football.
Yeah, football.
How do you feel about the game?
I feel like A&M is going to do a great job because Johnny just got the Heisman.
This is why I like you. This is why I like you very much.
Yeah,
these are high-minded fans for sure.
What do you think about
being the
I'm on the line.
Oh, my.
Oh, gosh. We are live right now. Now, look. I do think we're talking about getting into the ACC this year. I don't think anybody thought that we're going to do this well.
No,
but no one knew anything about Johnny football at that point. So
right.
Once he started going, then you know the fact that we won 10 games in the SEC was incredible. And Gina, I was always for the move to the SEC, not because of any.
I mean, he's trying to do his job here, okay? He's trying to do his report, his live shot, as they call it.
As a university and get into arguably the best conference
He's a meteorologist.
So it's a year, yeah.
I think Johnny's going to do a great job tonight in Giga Maggie.
All right.
We are going to win. We have always been great in this, like, SEC. We have been great in the SEC. We have, like, definitely found our spot in the SEC, so we're going to win. OU has nothing on us. Come on, y'all.
I could not have said it any better.
Yeah.
I really could. Thank you.
You know, Tiffany from Candy says she knows the brunette.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going to hope that they were sober.
No, they were not even close.
Oh, I was hoping they were. I'm hoping she was just that way.
I couldn't watch the whole thing. Yeah. I was so annoyed about 2 minutes in, I couldn't watch it.
Okay. Now, the sad thing about playing it on the radio, yes, you've captured their voices, but I have to explain it because people couldn't see it. But the blonde girl, the way she looks at the camera and makes like a camera face several times throughout the video.
Well, again,
that was one of the interesting points.
They didn't have to bleep it, so that's good.
Yes.
It could have ended badly.
Yes.
We've certainly seen those things happen, and they end up on bloopers or YouTube forever.
At the family Christmas party.
Right. This will be on YouTube, and it'll be there for a long time, but at least they were just really fans that were happy to be there, and I think, as the reporter said, they were high-minded, so to speak. Very nice. Very nice. Hey, the upcoming Academy Awards show will have a special tribute to 50 years of James Bond films.
Cool.
Which the producers called the longest-running movie picture franchise in history.
Wow.
Hollywood Reporter says 23 films have never had a Best Picture winner among them. Speculation is the current Bond flick Skyfall, which has pulled in more than $1 billion, could be nominated this time. Now, you know, again... and that's fine. I don't care who wins the Academy Awards, but I never have thought that there was a James Bond film that should have been nominated.
No, they're good popcorn movies.
Exactly. That's it. And, the opening sequence used to be the most, interesting part of it. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Seth MacFarlane will host. The show will be February the 24th.
I want to watch just to see him.
Yeah.
I find him incredibly entertaining.
Yeah, very talented fellow. Well, that's really a vast understatement. He's more than that. Again, if you're a loser and you have nothing else to do, the archives of American television, I mean, where else would they go and spend 3.5 hours talking to James Arness? But they did. And so you know everything you want to know about James Arness and television. And one of the people who they did was, and again, it's not Seth MacFarlane, but very similar, The Simpsons, Dan Castagnetta. Yeah, him. They have him. They spent, I think, 2 hours with him as he does all his voices and how he came up with his voices. And again, The Simpsons is classy compared to the Family Guy, quite honestly. Gotta say that.
That's saying something.
Yeah. Madonna had the top world tour in 2012. That's according to the concert industry magazine Pollstar. She took in, you ready? $296 million.
Yeesh.
Yeah, 88 shows. Bruce Springsteen, the East Street Band, finished second with a mere $210 million. Roger Waters, $186 million for his wall tour. Rounding out your top five would have been Coldplay, Lady Gaga. Rolling Stones wound up 33rd, but they only played 5 concerts, so I don't know what you want.
Right.
Average ticket price, you ready for that?
No.
They took in $35 million in 5 concerts, so doing the math, the average ticket price is $529 a ticket. Yeah.
I don't like anybody that much.
No, I don't either. Well, I don't like anybody really $150 worth, I don't think. I don't know.
Not anyone at all, not even a performer, just you don't like anyone
anybody I go see, I don't know. Yeah, that's, I'm trying to think of the most that I paid for a ticket. Well, I paid $100 to see Tony Danza and the Producers, but as in New York, makes a difference, I guess.
Sure it does.
But,
it's not a concert, though.
Yeah, how much would you pay for a concert? And I don't know. I'd just as soon go see some old guy who I used to like, and hopefully he can still hit the notes, because that's a lot cheaper. You pay $35 and go watch somebody like that, as opposed to $529 for the Rolling Stones, who can still hit the notes.
Yeah, sure. But how much does it take to fuel your RV when you drive to Branson to watch that?
Yeah, no. I think the last one I went to was, I went to see Leonard Cohen. That was an expensive ticket. I did pay something to see him. But I'm afraid he's going to die, and I wanted to see him before he died. 99-year-old woman finally found her son's lost bicycle. That's right, a 99-year-old woman found her son's lost bicycle 50 years after it went missing. Helen Puz lives in Vashon Island in Washington State, said her son received the bike as a gift from the neighbors back in 1954. But her 8-year-old kid lost the bike a short time later. Well, Helen came across an article that was recently published about a bicycle that was discovered embedded in a tree trunk 5 feet off the ground.
I've seen that.
She and her son, who obviously is an adult, Don, visited the tree, confirmed the bike was indeed the one he lost in 1954. Not exactly clear how the bike got literally into the tree. Some people speculated the tree grew over the years and simply took the bike with it. 5 feet off the ground. Wow. Really? You saw that picture?
Yeah, I have. It's pretty remarkable.
By the way, the duct tape picture is on our website.
Oh, the Icelandic flight duct tape guy.
Yeah. And I posted Taylor LaFlash's Twitter page.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's fascinating. That Taylor LaFlash sounds interesting. That we may be talking about her 10 years from now, and she'll be a rock star on the rodeo circuit. Hope she'll still. Is she live in Navasota or just in Grimes County?
I think she lives in Anderson.
Oh, lives
I'm
in
not
Anderson.
Sure where she
right,
lives. I can't
go.
Remember.
Pretty part of the county, that's for sure. All right, it's 8:45.
Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a happy new year.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Hey, there goes 8:46, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, it's okay to make predictions, but the problem is people remember them. And so, as a result, you kind of get called back in and say, how could you have said such a thing? Here's some examples, 12 failed predictions, because, I mean, and in a minute we'll do predictions for 2013, but these are failed predictions. Like back in 1962 when Decca Records said, in describing the Beatles, we don't like their sound and that guitar is just way out. Okay. 1962.
So that guy didn't work there anymore.
No. Lee DeForest, yeah. At Decca, yeah. Lee DeForest, the inventor of TV, said man will never reach the moon regardless of all the future scientific advances. Thomas Watson, who was the chairman of IBM in 1943, said, I think there is a world market for maybe 5 computers.
Wow.
A lot of people own 5 computers.
Another guy that's not working anymore.
Yeah, really. Bill Gates, 1981. 640K ought to be enough memory for anybody. Yeah, yeah, sure.
640K.
You bet. The concept is interesting and well-formed, but in order to earn better than a C, the idea must be feasible. That's what the Yale management professor said in critiquing Fred Smith's paper proposing what became FedEx.
Oh.
Must be feasible. Thank you, sir, or ma'am, whoever you might be. Then there was Irving Fisher, the professor of economics at Yale, who said, stocks have reached what looks like a permanent plateau. He said that in 1929. Two goodies for Yale there. Charles Duhigg, the commissioner of the U.S. Patents Office, said, everything that can be invented has been invented. He said that in 1899. Yeah. If excessive smoking actually plays a role in the production of lung cancer, it seems to be a minor one. That was the National Cancer Institute.
Oh.
Back in 1954.
It's not even like the cigarette company.
Not even. Sensible and responsible women do not want to vote, said Grover Cleveland in 1905.
Hmm.
Okay. Michael Dell. I'd shut Apple down and give the money back to the shareholders.
Yikes.
Said that in 1997. And from Western Union's internal memo, dated 1876, this telephone has too many shortcomings to be seriously considered as a means of communication. Again, Western Union. That would be whistling in the graveyard, I think. 8:49. So, here we go. It's predictions for 2013. We'll see how it works. Neuroscientists may soon be able to predict what you'll do before you do it. The intention to do something, like to pick up a cup, for instance, produces blood flow to specific areas of the brain. So studying the blood flow patterns in the brain through neuroimaging could give researchers a better idea of what people have in mind. Okay, so what? Does that mean you're going to attach us all to neuroimaging machines so that you'll know what we're going to do?
On a continual basis.
Fine, okay. You can predict that while we're laying down in your neuroimaging machine, but not every day. Future cars will become producers of power rather than merely consumers. A scheme envisioned at the Technology University of Delft, that'd be in Holland, would use fuel cells of parked electric vehicles to convert biogas or hydrogen into more electricity. And the owners would be paid for the energy their vehicles produce. Yeah, okay. All that sounds fine except that part where we're going to get paid for that.
Yeah.
Because I know the cars will be reasonably priced.
Of course they will.
This could be yours for only $85,000 and it'll make energy. That'll be fine. An aquaponic recycling system in every kitchen. Future farmers may consist of householders who just recycle food waste in their aquariums.
Ooh, I bet that'll smell nice.
Yeah, the aquaponic system being developed by ecological engineers would use leftover foods to feed a tank of tilapia or other fish.
Oh.
I don't think so. And then, of course, the fish waste could be used to grow vegetables.
Like marijuana, right?
Yeah, sure. We're all going to do that, okay? We're going to go ahead and put old food in the aquarium and feed it to the tilapia. And then when they poop, we're going to take the fish poo out, and we're going to use that to help grow veggies. The next space launch after 2020, driven by competition and adventurous capitalists, while the U.S. Space Shuttle program is put in rest, entrepreneurs like Paul Allen and Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos planning commercial launches to access low Earth orbit. See, I don't know that I care. And it's going to be really expensive,
If it ever gets affordable, my butt's in space.
But what's affordable? See, I mean, when is that justifiable? Is $12,000 okay?
No.
Does it have to drop to $4,000? I mean, what does it have to be?
I would have to think about that for a vacation.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, yeah, then let it last, what, an hour at best. But that's fine. I mean, if you want to do it, I understand. Yeah, it's a view that you'll never get again.
I could still say I've been to space.
There you go. The cloud will become more intelligent, not just a place to store stuff. Cloud intelligence will evolve into becoming an active resource in our daily lives, providing
Skynet
analysis and, contextual advice. Advice? Virtual agents could, for example, design your family's weekly menu based on everybody's health profiles, fitness goals, and taste preferences.
Big Brother, Skynet, Creeper, shut it down.
Who's gonna make the food, okay?
Exactly.
You got a family of four and everybody wants to eat something different? How does designing the menu make that any easier for whoever's preparing the food?
It'll be like Jenny Craig where you buy the program and then you can, it will order the food for you.
Ah, and the food shows up on your doorstep.
You got it.
Okay. Then the varmints get into it. It's all good. All right, we'll harness noise vibrations and other what they call junk energy from the environment to power our gadgets. Researchers at Georgia Tech developing techniques for converting ambient microwave energy into DC power, which could be used for small devices like wireless sensors. And the University of Buffalo physicist is studying the use of vibrations for that same thing. Well, okay, we'll see. And again, we may be talking about that 14 years from now. Well, can you imagine they were going to do
it? They use vibrations now to weld things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's like the shrink wrap packaging that you can never get into ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's vibration welding.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, and then Cadillac's got a deal where if you're trying to pull out of a parking place and there's a car coming, it'll vibrate your butt. Have you seen that?
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy.
Yeah.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Amish Furniture for Generations. They're on Boonville Road. They've been in their location for a few months, and it's really decked out nicely on the inside because it gives you an opportunity to how to see the furniture in a home setting. Of course, that is basically the showroom. The furniture is going to be hand-built by Amish craftsmen. Kent will show you what he has there, and then you can talk about how you want to customize it as to what kind of wood you want, what kind of finish, what kind of stain you want, and then any other special features you might want to add, again, because they're building that furniture for you. And Kent gets it, brings it back down here, and brings it to your home or your office. That's how things go at Amish Furniture for generations. And it's all solid wood furniture, so it is built to last for generations. It is right there. It's ready right now for you to look at, see how that'll fit into your home or your business, and then they'll build it for you. So you end up buying furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations differently than you would any other furniture store. Stop in and see them on Boonville Road just down from the Kroger. It's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Brazos Valley Bride is the local source for wedding inspiration in the Brazos Valley. As the official publication of the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley, we work closely with local vendors to bring brides inspiration, ranging from designing invitations and table arrangements to picking the perfect photographer and cake. For information about advertising in the spring 2013 edition of Brazos Valley Bride magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, just some common sense things here. If you're going to take a client out to lunch, or maybe the business owner or salesperson is taking you out to dinner, don't eat lobster, okay?
Really?
No. Don't order the most expensive thing on the menu unless it's recommended by the host.
Oh.
That's a meal faux pas. Plus the fact that, I mean, you ever tried to eat lobster? I mean, you ever like cracking it and digging into it and all that and doing
squirting
the lobster bit
butter
thing?
Everywhere.
Yeah, see, it's probably not a good thing. If the meal is not to your liking, just suck it up, okay? Just don't send it back. That makes you look like you're high maintenance. Don't special order items on the menu. Avoid phrases like hold the or on the side because it interrupts the flow of everybody else. Watch your speed. Try not to eat too much faster or slower than your company because that way one of you has to watch the other one finish eating. Only order a dessert or appetizer if the other person does, and if they do, then you should as well. It helps to avoid that awkward situation where there's a void at the table. And here you go. Now, I learned this the other way. If you want to figure out which bread is yours and which drink is yours, okay, what you do is you make the okay symbol, okay, with your left hand and with your right hand. And that means that the bread on the left side is yours and that the drink on the right side is yours. They have it here as BMW, bread on your left, meal in the middle, and water on the right. Because if you sit down, you know, at a round table, you don't want to grab somebody else's bread.
Oh, you might just for fun, or because you're a mean person.
Uh-huh. Do what?
Like, grab somebody else's bread.
Oh, don't be doing that. Yeah, just because, again, it makes you look like you're
or what's really mean uh-huh. is if you're at a Chinese restaurant with uh-huh. kids that you were taken care of and you left.
Okay, first of all, that's the situation I'm not going to be in, but go ahead. It's okay. Just
and when
saying.
You come back, they've poured soy sauce in your water and said that it's an iced tea.
Oh, very nice.
That is so nasty.
This has apparently happened to you or you've done it to someone.
I have never done it to someone.
So it's happened to you.
I don't know.
That's a good prank. I like that. I'll have to remember that.
If you'd forgotten your drunken and embarrassing tweets from 2010, bad news, the Library of Congress reportedly weeks away from finishing their project to archive the roughly 170 billion tweets sent between Twitter's founding in 06 and April of 2010.
Wow.
When the initiative was announced, why are they archiving your tweets? Well, all in the name of science, they say, and research. Twitter is a new kind of collection for the Library of Congress. But an important one in its mission of serving both Congress and the public. Archiving and preserving outlets such as Twitter will enable future researchers access to a fuller picture of today's cultural norms and dialogue, trends and events to inform scholarship and legislative processes, and new forms of authorship, education, and other purposes. Of course, it also could keep you from getting your dream job. The thing is, will it be a searchable database? I mean, that's where the difference comes in.
Look up John Smith.
If they can type in your name and find all the stupid things that you tweeted, you could be in trouble. This date in history, 1789, the first U.S.-American presidential election. George Washington won. I don't know if you heard about it.